Center. This is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The American Red Cross is using Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery to prepare for their response to Hurricane Dorian. Workers and volunteers will put together comfort and cleanup kits to deliver to people in the path of the hurricane today. Maxwell Air Force Base is a staging area for FEMA ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Maxwell is serving as an incident support base. The base has already received trailers of food, water, and other supplies that FEMA may use after the hurricane passes. And Alabama State University and Tuskegee University are excited for the Labor Day Classic this weekend. ASU is hosting a number of events leading up to the big game. The week begins with a day of service at Montgomery Salvation Army and a community block party outside the ASU stadium. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Did you know a fire department responds to a fire every 24 seconds? This Fire Prevention Month, First Alert is reminding you to install smoke and CO alarms on every level and in every bedroom of your home. And always remember to test your alarms regularly and replace the batteries every 6 months. To eliminate the need for battery replacements, install 10-year sealed battery alarms. Learn more about reliable protection you can trust at firstalert.com/fireprevention month and visit Lowe's stores today.
Lowe's makes it easy for pros like you to get more of the supplies you need and at the right prices every day. Like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Get 10% off select plywood when you buy 48 sheets or more. And whatever size the job, you can be sure to find the quantities you need in stock. Order at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hurricane Dorian, still an extremely dangerous Category 4 storm, battering the Bahamas and posing a powerful threat to the southeastern U.S.
The killer who took the lives of 7 people and wounded 22 others in West Texas. The New York Times is reporting the gunman had been fired from his trucking job just hours before going on that shooting spree.
39 people were on board the diving boat when it caught fire in the darkness. The passengers asleep in berths down below.
The men's top seed in the U.S. Open, Novak Djokovic, has been dealing with a bothersome shoulder injury for several weeks. Djokovic shaking his head, he told the umpire that he would have to retire. That's when fans started booing.
One of Hollywood's biggest names, Kevin Hart, is in the hospital recovering from back surgery after his car careened into a ditch.
Student pilot taking one of his first flying lessons when his flying instructor passed out midair in Perth, Australia.
Incredibly, Max brought the plane down without a scratch.
Well done. That's amazing.
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. "Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry?" Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
92 degrees outside. Sam Morris is down 371 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm great. I'm great.
Did you hear that there's a hurricane?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It's hard to do a show about current events and politics when everything's the hurricane.
And now it's this story that out of Santa Barbara, California.
We're going to get to that story.
It's just, I mean, I understand if it bleeds, it leads, but sometimes I'm like, oh, really? You just watch the news, you think the world's going to hell.
Yeah.
It's not, folks.
I've been on one of those dive boats before. I'm real curious to see how the fire started. 272-9228, that's where we are. So how was your weekend?
Great, great. Well, Auburn was...
Oh, God!
What a game. What an end
to the game. That last minute and 42 seconds brought to you by Montgomery Cardiology. When you have a heart attack, call Montgomery Cardiology.
Especially as the game went on, I was quite impressed with the rookie, or the freshman, excuse me. Bo Nix, yeah. That last throw that was a touchdown was great. It was actually a little underthrown. The throw I loved was the one, it was the out route on the far side of the field.
Yeah, hit right in the numbers.
Got that first down. It was such a key play. And just for him to have that poise, it gives me a lot of hope going forward.
I tell you, I was amazed that he did that with no timeouts left. Because if they would have messed it up,
right,
the clock would have run out, and it would have been all over, and the show's over the monkey's head. But that minute and 43 seconds in the fourth quarter, that was incredible.
Well, and then Malzahn was asked afterwards, why didn't you go for two? Well, they're just crazy down there. Oh, really? Really? My uncle, I'll steal this from my Uncle Scott, one of his friends called him, why didn't Gus go for two? He's like, well, if you look into Chapter 7 of the rules of Arkansas high school football, you'll find that going for two is not allowed in that situation. It's just, Gus is not the greatest field general, but we got the win, and I'm very happy about that.
That was some wild football all weekend. I mean, some crazy stuff.
I tried watching.
Tennessee got beat by Georgia State.
Yeah, and I tried watching Alabama, but... Y'all are winning so much, I'm like, this is boring.
Well, it's like I tell everybody, because people are going, boy, Alabama's not going to slow it. Everybody is up for Alabama. They will play Alabama really hard, and then they just tuck her out.
Right.
And then Alabama just picks it up and starts taking off with it. And
but yeah, some of the lower-tier SEC teams really had it rough. I guess, yeah, Tennessee...
Tennessee lost to Georgia State.
Who did Missouri lose to?
I thought Missouri ended up winning.
Yeah, I was half in paying attention. There were other things on my mind, like wrestling, brother.
But how was your wrestling stuff?
No, the pay-per-view was fantastic. It was AEW's All Out. Really good stuff. It reminds me, I said this to my roommate I was watching with, reminds me of old-school Southern wrestling. Like, there's a little more comedy to it in certain matches. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Well, there was some good football. The some SEC teams, we had the Florida-Miami scare that was out there. Georgia just beat the knee out of Vandy, of course. That's what happened. It was so funny watching the Vanderbilt Stadium is tiny, and it's open at one end where you can see the school of the end. It doesn't hold many people at all. It only holds like 24,000 something.
Right.
That thing was packed with Georgia people. Oh, the Vandy people sold their tickets to the Georgia people so they could make a little money.
And didn't Memphis knock off an SEC team?
Yeah, Ole Miss. But see, yeah. Memphis was favored in that. Most people kind of forget that. And Ole Miss just doesn't have it together anymore.
No.
LSU beat the that Georgia team. That quarterback, Burrow, is really good. I mean, that guy can really throw the ball and do some damage out there.
Did you do anything big for Labor Day, for the day off yesterday?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I ate great food, watched football for Labor Day, and the Notre Dame game, which is a little weird, but and then the Oklahoma game with Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. That was a good game. And he has so much of that Nick Saban at the end, he said, well, they were going, that was a great win. He's going to say, well, we didn't execute well enough. We need to execute better. And he was critiquing himself and the team.
Okay, the one human moment I loved, just kind of human interest, was Mac Brown post-game after North Carolina beat South Carolina. That was another SEC loss that I just remembered. And they went up to Mac, and he had to watch himself. He almost started crying because I don't think he expected to win that early in that way. And I just loved when he was like, yeah, I've got this whole list of all these mistakes we made, but who cares? We won. Like, he just seemed so happy to be back coaching again. So I love that moment. Well, I watched that or caught it on one of the highlight reels.
Yeah, the USC, the Tennessee, and the Ole Miss games were the losers. Mississippi State struggled, but they kind of pulled it out. And the Auburn game, man, that was
a good game. Well, at the beginning, you kind of expect Oregon's going to score a few touchdowns. All the defense, that's kind of a rule. The defense has to tighten up.
The defense in the second half was spectacular. They only allowed 7 points, and then the Big O, they put the hurt on the Big O offense out there with that defense. I mean, they were really, really good. I was very impressed, but that was a great game. And, I did shrimp, which was great, did steak, of course, did ribs from Fresh Market for the early game, along with salsa, queso, and Corona, steak for that night. Then the next night, I tell you, that shrimp was just spectacular, $7.99 a pound. You cannot beat that. Then went down and did the, Labor Day, actual day, went down and got the $8 barbecue. And if you guys didn't get that, that was a bargain. The Sweet Creek Farm Market has got they were rated the best barbecue in central Alabama. And for $8, you got barbecue, you got camp stew, you got coleslaw, and a piece of cake. It was really, really good. I was thrilled with that. That was one of the best parts of it. And there were little kids running around, and your goats asked about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they asked about you. Ooh. He said, where's Joey? Oh, we got these little kids around here. Where's Joey?
Well, they must have known that I had a thought. I mean it. I was over there at Sweet Creek, and I'm like, those are adorable little goats. And I'm like, don't go get in the way of the kids. Like, you had your day as a child.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Dan, it's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
I just wanted to say I got my Boston butt Saturday at noon, and, man, it was a hit. It was delicious. And you could literally have cut it with a plastic knife. Everybody wanted to know, where I got it and what the story was. And it was very good.
That is great. And it's big, too. That's the amazing thing, how large they are.
And I got a good deal on it. It was very appealing. It was good for the ego, man.
That's good. Well, see, if you want to be a success, get Sweet Creek Farm Market in on your side.
Yes, sir. You know, I was hoping to shoot the breeze and bank read Ingram's. But it was busy, man. It was great. Like I said, it was about 15 after 12 on Saturday, and the business looked good and it was hopping. And that's all I got.
Well, Sam, I'm really glad you went down there and that you enjoyed their Boston Butt there. Really.
Oh man, it made the crowd happy.
I tell you what, I used to cook a Boston Butt, but particularly when he's got them on sale, $25, that was a steal.
Oh, Dan, listen, that's what I was telling one of my friends about is I can get a butt, and I've done it plenty, and I'll wrap it up and put it on the grill, stick a thermometer in it, and 3 or 4 hours later, pull it off. But this wreath that it puts, 20 hours in?
20 hours slow cook.
And you can tell. It really, you could have cut it with a plastic fork. It was absolutely delicious.
I went down there one time when he was cooking them, and one of the things when he wraps them, all that juices stay in there, and he says what that does is just tenderize the meat more, and they keep rolling it over so the juices get around it and just breaks the meat up. And I mean, it is delicious.
Yeah, I mean, I can't describe it any more than what I've said. It's just delicious. I just wanted to thank Reed and thank y'all for turning me on to the deal, and I hope you have a good day.
Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate you. News Channel 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back with more right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228 is where we are. Man, my throat. What's going on? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show on a Tuesday.
Thank you. I called to tell you about my very first experience at Sweet Creek and definitely not my last.
Tell me all about it, my dear.
I fell in love with it. I barely got past the jellies. I couldn't get past the jellies.
You could.
Nope. They were so clever. The names are so clever.
So what'd you get?
Well, I got a bunch of jellies. I got two of those 4-foot-long beef jerky sticks for my grandchildren. I got fruit. I got some camp stew.
Ooh, that camp stew is spectacular.
Yes, it is. I got a Boston butt that was absolutely amazing. I don't remember what all I got. Anyway, but they had the most awesome band there.
Yeah, the music is great, and it's so kid-friendly. That's the other thing.
Yes, it is. But I never made it that far. I couldn't get out of the buying spree.
Well, their jellies are really, really good, and people who do the mint jelly with the cream cheese and crackers, they have a mint jelly that's got a little pop to it that is really, really good. Also, it's a good marinade for pork.
Oh, I will try that next time. I didn't get that. I got hung up on the blueberry stuff and blackberries.
Well, I am.
And I bought a giant basket of peaches.
Ooh, yeah.
So we made peach cobbler, and then I cut a bunch of them up in half and grilled them.
How did that work out? Wasn't that good?
They were delicious. Absolutely delicious.
I'm glad I'm turning Montgomery on to that. That is a great, and my guests just love it because they've never had it before.
Yeah, nobody at our house ever had it before.
So how much of the Boston butt is left?
enough for a couple of more Labor Days.
I know. Let me tell you, those things are huge.
They're giant.
I mean, I'm going to guess maybe 5-6 pounds, and it is...
Oh, see, we guessed more than that.
Did you?
We did. We guessed maybe seven.
Yeah, 7 or 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was giant. At first, they told me they were completely sold out, and then the wonderful Reed Ingram said, "I got one for you." So he went back and got it, and then, on top of that, he gave me the sale price.
Oh, wow. Outstanding.
Isn't that awesome?
That really is. Let me tell you something. Reed and Karen Ingram are wonderful people.
Yes, they were. They could not possibly have been nicer.
And you said it was real crowded on Saturday?
Yes, it was packed.
Yeah, I went there on Friday and then went and got my peppers and corn. Did you get some corn?
We went there on Saturday. I'm sorry.
Did you get some corn?
Well, yes, I did.
I tell you, that corn is spectacular.
I spent almost $300. I got some of most everything.
Oh, wow.
I told you, I had a blast. It was fun.
Sharon, I am so glad, my dear, and I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. I'm glad you had a great experience. But what I'm really glad about is that you're going to go back.
That what? I'm sorry.
That you're going to go back to Sweet Creek.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be a regular. Definitely.
Spectacular, my dear. Thank you so much for weighing in.
Thank you for the gift certificate.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the gift certificate. That was great. Great. I couldn't have been happier.
You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Let's go to the phone. So let's go to Clint. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
Doing great, and I'm going to give another shout-out to Sweet Creek. I was there at 10:30 Saturday morning. It was already packed out, good band playing.
They've got some good music down there. He picked some really good bands.
Well, they and them boys were good. Men, I guess, but they could play. I met two ladies from Minnesota.
Wow.
That was there visiting in Alabama. Very nice ladies. They were both in their 60s, just traveling. And how they found Sweet Creek, I don't know. But that is the best Boston butt I ever had.
I am so glad that you you did that. I tell you what, that's why they're the number one in the river region for that. It really is. They're really, really good.
Of course, the ribs are always good. I got a slab of rib, baked beans, and I ate pretty well over the weekend.
Well, I am so glad, Clint. I want you to have a wonderful day, my friend.
You too, sir. Have a good day.
You too. News Show 93.1, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. I tell you, we've got a new sponsor here that I want to talk about. The June Collier Estate is going to be up for auction on Wednesday, September the 11th at 1 p.m. Now, I knew June Collier, and everything that June Collier does is first class. And what you want to do is you want to go to the website for the auctioneers, and these guys have been reading through their stuff, and they're pretty impressive. They do some really big time things. I'm going to give you a website, gtaauctions.com, gtaauctions.com. Now, when you're dealing with an estate like June Collier's estate, National Industries, and later the Bassmasters, she is really something. I knew her back then, back in the day, and what a wonderful lady. Very first class, everything that she does. Did a couple of parties at her house, but it's the estate of June Collier. You can go to gtaauctions.com and look at it. They have several auctions. The one in Mountain Brook, for example, that's a really big deal. But the June Collier one is on September the 11th at 1 o'clock. Everything, there are two residential lots that are going to be with it, both on Highway 231, Old Wetumpka Highway. 11 are in a business park. One parcel, approximately 4 acres, features a billboard with a regular monthly income. Very top-notch property here. I want you guys to take a look at this thing. You can go to their website, and again, it's gtaauctions.com, gtaauctions.com, the June Collier Fletcher Estate. Take a look at it. Go to the website. Partake. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Dorian is getting larger as it moves slowly away from the Bahamas toward the southeastern U.S. A little weaker, Category 2 now.
The winds are still 110 miles an hour, still over the coast on you look at the Bahamas here. So battering winds, you got the waves. You also have all the rainfall as well. So still a very serious life-threatening situation over the Bahamas.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham still in effect.
The hurricane warnings for portions of South Carolina and also the Florida coast.
At least 5 people died in the storm in the Bahamas. There are people stranded in their homes and on their roofs there. A 14-year-old boy in Alabama admits he shot and killed his family after first reporting gunshots in his home.
One adult and two children were found dead at the scene, and another adult and child were hospitalized in critical condition. When they later died, sheriff's officials say that's when the teen confessed to killing his father, stepmother, and siblings. A motive is still unclear.
That's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
As we continue to monitor extremely powerful Dorian near the Florida coast, our weather pattern is quiet for the next several days. Hot day today with a high around 95, heat index near 100, sunshine dry, tonight's low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, Saturday too, high temperatures in the middle 90s each day, rain chances just about zero through the end of the week and the weekend, and we could be in the upper 90s by Sunday. Stay on top of the latest information on Hurricane Dorian by getting our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
But if you try sometime, it just might find.
Oh, yeah. 272-9228. Hope you guys had a great Labor Day weekend. I certainly did. I tell you, that's doing the shrimp and I boiled them in Obey with a thing of beer. And then I read a little trick that you do is you take it and when you pour it into the colander, you put ice in there and then put some more Obey with it. And it really was good. And sidestep the cocktail sauce, did a little bit of that, but the butter, the Amish butter on those things, it tastes like little lobsters. They were great. Tore through a pound of that. At $7.99 a pound, you couldn't beat that. Then, of course, steak. Can't go wrong with that. I may go back and pick up some shrimp tonight. This is going off sale. I may go off sale. Okay, let's do the deadly diving boat accident. This is something kind of near and dear. I've done this before. There were just 20 yards off of shore at the Catalina Islands off of L.A. Let's listen in.
Overnight, more bodies were pulled from the waters off the California coast where a dive boat burst into flames and sank. The U.S. Coast Guard says the death toll is at least 25. Nine people are still unaccounted for. Jonathan Bigliotti is at the Coast Guard station in Oxnard, California, some 30 miles from where the boat sank. Jonathan, what do we know about the victims?
Hours before that fire broke out, three of the victims celebrated their birthday. One of them, a teenage girl surrounded by her parents. One of the crew members who escaped said he left behind his girlfriend. Most of the victims were trapped just below deck. We are learning some of their bodies showing signs of drowning.
The boat Conception was anchored just 20 yards off the Channel Islands near the Ventura coastline when it caught fire.
I can't breathe.
According to the Coast Guard, the first Mayday call came in around 3:30 in the morning.
There's 33 people on board the vessel that's on fire. They can't get off.
The Coast Guard launched aircraft as well as boats and located a vessel that was fully involved in flames.
The 75-foot vessel carried dozens of divers on a holiday excursion.
Okay, so what you do is you go in and you're on this boat and they have bunk beds for all the divers. And then you have all your diving equipment and everything at the stern of the boat. And you're in tight quarters in there. And then you eat together and all that kind of stuff. But they said that they were locked in to the bulkhead downstairs where the bunk beds were. Is this in part two of this?
You don't have any firefighting gear at all?
When the fire began, many passengers were asleep in their bunks below deck. The ship's blueprint indicates stairs leading to the main deck at the front of the vessel. Authorities say the company operating the boat had a good safety record.
The crew was actually already awake and on the bridge, and they jumped off.
Five crew members swam to a nearby fishing boat owned by Bob and Shirley Hansen.
The flames, and knowing that there are people on board that cannot get out, you can only imagine the horror that they were going through.
They pulled the crew members to safety, including the ship's captain, who told them a rear escape hatch was engulfed in fire, and the crew could do nothing to help the passengers. One crew member was inconsolable, telling them three passengers were celebrating birthdays, including a 17-year-old there with her parents.
He was crying because he knew they were still on the boat.
And then the one of the crewmen, his girlfriend was also on board, and she was down there.
For family members arriving at the harbor, the reality of this tragedy still raw.
Do you know someone that may have been on that boat?
Our son.
Absolute heartbreak. The NTSB is headed here to the scene. They will be assisted by the FBI, and officials tell us that boat is upside down. It is unstable under 60 feet of water. Tony, that is complicating efforts to recover the rest of those that were trapped inside.
Man, that is something. The, you know, obviously the hurricane dominated the news this weekend. But there was a shooting in Odessa, Texas, that when they first said this thing, the guy was being pulled over for not doing a turn indicator, and police officer walks up to him, he sticks a AR-type rifle out and shoots the police officer, then goes on a tear and starts shooting people and running into cars and shooting police officers. I think five or six people were killed. But this thing has got a twist to it. Listen in.
Learning that the gunman who went on a shooting rampage in West Texas called police before and during the massacre. Maria Villarreal reports on what investigators are saying.
He was on a long spiral of going down. He didn't wake up Saturday morning and walk into his company, and then it happened.
Authorities say both 36-year-old Seth Theridator and his employer at an oil services company called police after Ader was fired Saturday morning. But Ader was gone by the time they arrived.
Was it hard to keep up with him and how quickly he was moving?
Absolutely, it was.
FBI Special Agent Christopher Combs says during Ader's shooting rampage across Midland County and Odessa, Ader was also calling 911.
He said that he was the guy doing it.
There were over 15 different crime scenes stretching over a 10-mile radius. On average, Combs says most active shooting incidents are over in about 6 minutes, but this incident lasted well over an hour. FBI agents raiding Ader's property say it was strange and reflective of his mental state.
What is it about this particular man that is unique and different about other active shooting situations besides just that he was mobile?
You look at the ones we've already had this week, this year, it's very similar in nature in what we have.
And what are those characteristics?
I think the most important characteristics where people can help us is this spiraling downward path that these individuals have.
This guy actually called the FBI tip line. He called the FBI tip line. And when he went into work, and the people at work were a little worried about him. He had gotten fired, had tried to buy a firearm, couldn't get it because he didn't pass the background check. And then they called the police, and he had already left. And then they told him that he had already left. I believe what they did is they described the vehicle that he was in. They did an APB out on him, pulled him over for a turn indicator, but they were trying to kind of check and see if the guy was okay, or because he seemed to be kind of mentally unstable. And then he starts whipping into people, shot this just beautiful lady who's a mail carrier and four others, and then several police officers. This guy didn't have his power on, was up on the roof of his house shooting at things. Neighbor called. They couldn't find the house because their GPS for the police did not show the residence. And This guy had, this is one of those things, had warning signs all over it, and nothing happened here. You know, this gun control thing, what we need to be doing is a better job in what we're trying to do, particularly on the mental health side of things. It is really, we're really kind of falling off the wagon with this. Okay, so Iran is about to launch a missile, and something explodes on the launch pad. Now, they kind of thought that the U.S. might have something to do with it, but Trump says, nah. But listen how the pad explosion, the disinformation by the press of how they ran with a piece of the story was not true.
Classified or not, but we've been collecting overhead imagery. This is a well-known historical fact. Since 1959, that was the Corona program that put satellites over the Soviet Union for the first time. That was fully declassified in 1995, and if you go back and look at sort of movies and nonfiction since the 90s, it's been a well-established fact. It's not news to anyone that we're taking overhead imagery of Iran. And of course, the president, as you mentioned, has the complete authority to declassify anything he wants. He doesn't even have to go through a process to do it. It's from his constitutional power to supervise the executive branch. If the national security bureaucracy thinks otherwise, then that's their problem. You know, as far as the issue at hand, Iran launching a supposed satellite space launch vehicle, that is very alarming. That's mm-hmm. the path North Korea took to get an intercontinental ballistic missile, and even a failure, even a flight that only lasts a couple of seconds, produces very valuable telemetry with which you use to build and perfect your rocket. So this is an alarming development in that sense.
Okay, so they've had this technology for a long time. The press kind of went he leaked classified material. He can do whatever he wants to, but this was not. This is something that was already out there, the technology of this, so it wasn't really classified material. It may have been considered something that of a military intelligence grade type thing. So now the pick release, and listen to this.
Intelligence officials say they worry President Trump may have shared a classified surveillance images when he tweeted backwards. This photo that appears to show an Iranian rocket exploded on a launch pad. The president in that tweet disavowing any U.S. meddling in the explosion. Meanwhile, Tehran has not publicly pointed the finger at Washington, saying the failure to launch was due to a technical error. Christian Whitens, a former State Department senior advisor. So what's your reaction to the Iranian rocket exploding on the launch pad and President sharing the photo, being fully aware that he has the power to do so?
Right. I don't know if the document was classified.
The United States was more public about a cyber attack wiping out a critical Iranian database the Revolutionary Guard used to attack oil tankers. Is that a smart way to send a serious message to the regime without any bloodshed?
Yeah, I think the use of cyber warfare, which we've been getting bigger and bigger capabilities, and of course, it's sort of, again, widely known and was leaked, unfortunately, in the public that we in Israel used cyber tools to disable part of Iran's nuclear program during the Obama administration. That is a useful tool. It can't be the only tool, though. It must. Mm-hmm. We must also have sort of real-life deterrence with military forces.
As you can tell, that's when a telephone call came in to me. Now he's going to move into North Korea.
On North Korea, there were some high-profile face-to-face meetings between President Trump and leader Kim Jong-un, even a historic one in the DMZ. The North Koreans are now saying the hopes for more talks are fading. Your thoughts?
You know, that's sort of consistent with what they do with messaging. They don't say negative things about the president, but they'll say negative things about the Secretary of State or National Security Advisor. I think we're in a good place with North Korea. It seems that progress only occurs when the two leaders get together. When it goes below that level, there really aren't functioning working groups, which is a shame. But as long as they're not testing nuclear weapons or long-range ballistic missiles, that's much better than where we were in the previous two or three administrations.
Is that a sign that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is getting under their skin, the fact that he's holding firm and they seem irritated by it?
They're extremely sensitive to any sort of criticism, and I think Secretary Pompeo is just stating the truth. So that is what it is. It's always interesting to see the colorful insults that come back from the Korea Central News Agency
right.
when you talk about North Korean offenses or human rights. So I think it's just par for course.
Yeah, this North Korea thing is starting to kind of take a little wobble here, using our hurricane terms here. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get that back on track, but I don't know. Maybe we can. Peter Doocy had a really good piece, and I have noticed this. Elizabeth Warren crowds are really getting big in Iowa and New Hampshire. The Des Moines Register had a story about Elizabeth Warren's ground game in Iowa, and she really has got a good ground game. And when you impress the Des Moines Register, you're really impressing someone. Let's listen to Peter Ducey talk about presidential candidates Sanders, Warren, and Biden.
Senator Bernie Sanders is talking about a hugely expensive and controversial new program that will have critics of his Democrat socialism philosophy up in arms. Sanders is in New Hampshire. Two of his biggest rivals for the Democratic presidential nomination will be there later this week. One of them is Elizabeth Warren. Tonight, correspondent Peter Ducey looks at Warren's drawing power.
Summer is winding down, but Democrats are lining up to see the surging Senator Elizabeth Warren in the rain.
And I know, we're all about to get wet.
Poll numbers and crowd sizes reflect how popular Warren's progressive platform is with primary goers. But so far, nothing is as popular as Joe Biden.
Make America Trump free again.
Biden and Warren will share a debate stage for the first time ever this month. And even though the DNC is only inviting half as many debaters as last time, the frontrunner is no fan of the format.
Tell me your life story in a minute. Look, I think everybody knows these aren't debates. These are one-minute assertions.
And they're not, that's not in Joe Biden's wheelhouse. Elizabeth Warren is really, I mean, I'm paying more attention to her speeches, her tour crowds. And let me tell you what, when you can get crowds of 800, which you're going to hear about in the next cut, when you can get crowds of 800 in New Hampshire, you're doing good, having been somebody who has worked in New Hampshire before. News Talk 93.1, when we back second half of this story, it's something to take a look at.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have to ask, Mr. Christian, what is going on at Brubaker Motors? I've noticed Brubaker stickers on vehicles everywhere. I've been to Troy, Clanton, Birmingham, even in Tuscaloosa. It seems you're selling cars everywhere in Alabama.
Well, it's a couple things. Our minimum pricing policy is part of it. We would rather make $100 per vehicle and sell 1,000 than make $1,000 and only sell 100. We price our vehicles to sell quickly, and we stock vehicles to fit any budget. This allows our customers to drive away in the car, truck, or SUV they've always wanted. The other is just simple hospitality. No gimmicks, no fancy fine print. I guess you could say our success is a southern secret.
What do you mean?
Well, we respect our customers and treat them like family, from sales all the way to service. In layman's terms, we just do what's right. Every day, every time.
So that's it? Just good old southern hospitality?
You got it. We've been in the car business a long time. It's the way of doing business at Brubaker, and our customers love that.
Stop and see for yourself. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Kia and Infiniti in Montgomery, and Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Prattville. Or visit them online at Brubaker.com. See firsthand why it's a better buy at Brubaker.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yeah. 272-9228 is where we are. I got this little frog in my throat. gonna tell you guys, y'all really tore it up at Dan Black, particularly on Friday. Comments said there were just people after people after people going in and taking their videos there. And he had to go down to Florida for the storm, doing the live
coverage.
And so he was in Orlando and then said, nope, we're going to Savannah. So I had to go load everything up and go to Savannah. So they're sitting in Savannah waiting on that bad boy to show up. But now Dan Black has got another special for Dan Mar Show listeners. The special for September is 30% off transfers plus one free copy of everything that you get. So in other words, get your transfer, put it over on a DVD, and then you get another one that you can go share with another family member. How about that?
Nice.
I know. So get ready to copy this telephone number. Dan Black, he's got responsible, capable people there today ready to take your order. 334-279-6036, 279-6036. Dan Black, Dan Black Studios, my very, very good friend. Yeah, when he's down there, he's like, you know, you just never know. And this thing has been, went from a Cat 5 to a Cat 3.
It just sat in the Bahamas.
And it had the Abaco Islands, which I've been to.
Yeah.
I would go over for fishing and diving trips, and you get these fishing guides, and you leave from Port Everglades or the Orlando port, and or you can Fort Lauderdale also, and you take a boat over there, and then you fish on the way over there, then you get the Abaco Islands, and then you're fishing at the Abaco Islands. And that thing just sat right on top of the Abaco Islands. There ain't much there. It's just, it is literally just a windward island.
I don't mean this to be insensitive to the people that live in that area, because it's absolutely devastating, but it's amazing to me and almost fitting in a sense that paradise can turn to hell every once in a while. It's a beautiful part of the world, but until something like this happens.
Well, I was watching some of the video, and I was going like, this is a Category 5 hurricane? And they were showing, you know, wind, and I guess they just kept showing the same piece. I guess it was during the before it got to them, because a Cat 5 hurricane at 185-mile-an-hour winds wouldn't have looked like what that did. And the guy that was sitting in the house, did you see the thing where the water had gotten up to his window?
No, I did not see that. Wow.
And if that thing would have broken through, that guy would have been bye-bye, or if it would have been knocked off its stilts.
Right.
But I have seen some post pictures, and it is bad news. Okay, let's play the second part of this, Ducey. Listen in to about this crowd.
Is doing his best to remind progressives who might be giving Warren a look this isn't just a two-person race. And he's trying to capture their attention with a plan to cancel all past due medical debt, $81 billion worth.
The bottom line is, it is an insane and cruel system which says to people that they have to go deeply into debt or go bankrupt. Because of what? Because they came down with cancer, or they came down with heart disease.
But Warren spent Labor Day trying to wrestle the progressive mantle away from Sanders and thinks she's on to something.
I think that people understand that we have a government right now that is working great for the rich and the powerful. It's just not working for everyone else. And the good news is, in 2020, we got a chance to change that.
800 people chose to spend the unofficial end of summer outside with Senator Warren today. Only a few trickled out as the rain started falling harder. Hundreds hung around to hear her entire speech. That is dedication not many Democratic candidates can count on.
Those are the kind of things you look for. That, you know, I remember for Reagan, when we started getting those kind of crowd sizes, it really started to make a difference. And if she's got the ground game in Iowa and in New Hampshire, and Bernie doing the, oh, forgive all that. You know, somebody gets cancer, they shouldn't have to go bankrupt. Well, it was somebody got cancer who didn't have insurance who went bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And that's what the deal is. It's not that they got cancer. It's that they didn't have insurance and got cancer.
No, we haven't done this in a while, and let me play it out in my head. If somebody doesn't have insurance and they're poor and they get cancer, what happens if they go to the hospital and say all these things? I have no money. I have no insurance.
They have to be taken care of.
Right. And also, Medicaid is an option at a certain point, too.
Medicaid is an option.
So we have a safety net for people who are poor and without.
And what they do is they do it, but they bill them for it.
Right.
And so that's where the go broke is.
Okay.
So in other words, you go in, you don't have any medical insurance, and you've had a heart attack, and you have to have open heart surgery. They do the open heart surgery, but then they bill you the $150,000 for it.
Right, and I would say thank you for fixing my heart and saving my life. It makes sense that I owe you all this money.
Can we work out a payment plan?
Right. You literally saved my life with, like, high-tech procedures that hardly very few people on this earth, let alone human history, could do. Thank you. Yes, I'll set up a payment plan for that $150,000. It's going to take me a few years.
What amazes me are the people who don't have insurance and what they spend their money on and then complain that I got sick.
Mm.
Well, if you made a choice, let's say, you made a choice to buy a car versus buy insurance. And, it's, you know, insurance is there for a purpose in case something happens. It's not when something happens, in right. case something happens. That's why it's insurance. And Bernie, particularly his Labor Day events that he was doing, I've never seen him look. Did you see the boxing thing where he was doing the...
I did.
That he where he hit it face. And hit him back? And then he throws funny. His hands up in that Bernie fashion.
Yeah, it was like a fast bag, folks. You punch it real yeah. quick, and he hit it once with. It's not speed how you're supposed speed bag. Yeah, it's not how you're supposed to hit one of those things. So he hit it really hard. It just flipped back right at him, hitting him in the face.
Well, he really didn't look. I mean, I've never seen him look as old as he was looking. Oh, and Joe Biden's non-existent.
And also, Biden, yeah, he's sleepy. He's very sleepy. But Bernie comes across as it's very whiny. Very much, he's more shrill than Elizabeth Warren, if I use that term. At least Warren, I can't stand Elizabeth Warren, but at least she has this aspirational, we can do it, we just we need the courage. And like she's, you know, at least speaking to her tribe in an aspirational way. Ugh, but I can't stomach.
Well, whether it was Beto who maybe puked once, Joe Biden wasn't around. He would, you know, I'm sitting there looking at the political news stuff. I'm looking at New Hampshire. I'm looking at Iowa. I'm not saying Joe Biden was at one event during the weekend, but was not there. I mean, this is the labor guy, and he's not doing a Labor Day event. He's not doing a barbecue. He's not doing nothing. Elizabeth Warren pulls a crowd of 800 and it starts raining and just lost a couple of hundred people. That's amazing. News Talk 93.1. Dan Mo Show, we'll be back right after this. I feel so unashamed.